Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks, something has happened that we've never seen before, I believe, in American history. Correct me if I'm wrong. Truly, I'm having to crowdsource this because I believe we've never seen this before in American history. The left, for the first time, has achieved censorship at the point of a gun. After screaming for days about the alleged censorship of Jimmy Kimmel, turns out that wasn't real. And it can't be censorship as part of what was it? What were we told? Dictatorship by Donald Trump and pressure by the FCC. Can't be that. Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. So that wasn't true, right? We just saw that proved overnight. None of that was true. Because if it was, Jimmy Kimmel still be off the air. Scott Jennings nailed it when he tweeted, "So basically, Jimmy Kimmel's employer suspended him for being an insensitive prick, and we don't live in an authoritarian regime." Question mark. Got it. Right. There was no censorship. And we know that for a fact, because Sinclair Broadcasting, their spokesperson, and Nexstar, their person, spokesperson, put out statements saying, no, there was no federal influence, no FCC influence. This was a personnel decision made by our executives. We didn't talk to the government. We weren't threatened by the government. We didn't do this because of anything that the FCC, the head of the FCC said about suspending licenses. That we didn't do that. That's not what happened here. And they put them back. So it can't be censorship. But unfortunately, we have had censorship. There is an actual censorship incident that has occurred. So first in American history, as far as I know, if you can think of an example that I'm missing, seriously, tell me, text me. I would love to hear from you. 800-905-0989. Because let me tell you what happened. A doctrinaire liberal lunatic whose X feed is littered with references to Donald Trump is a dictator, Donald Trump is a fascist, went to an ABC 10 newsroom and shot it up. Shot it, folks. I can't believe this is a reporter. Didn't just shoot in the lobby, found the newsroom, found the glass window, and shot it up. The lunatic's name was Annabelle Hernandez Santana. And he's not behind bars in California right now. Because within 24 hours of arresting him, a judge let him out on bond, despite the fact that he had a kill list with Donald Trump, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino's names on it in his car when he did the shooting. That was an attaboy, go get him, from the judge. But he won. Because we've had an actual act of censorship here. Because Sinclair Group now admits to the New York Post they were going to run the Charlie Kirk tribute instead of the Kimmel show. But after the shoot-up by the liberal lunatic and other death threats by other liberal lunatics, they pulled the tribute 9 minutes before airtime. They did air it on YouTube. But I guess what? They take it off YouTube when the next liberal shooter shows up? That's what he wants? That how that works? We've never seen this before. A left winger censored a Charlie Kirk tribute at the point of a gun. And let me tell you what, Sinclair just rang the dinner bell. I mean, they're saying right now, we're not going to put Jimmy Kimmel back on. The other affiliates are, but they own about 40 of them. The ABC ones are saying, we're not putting Jimmy Kimmel back on. And I saw that and I busted out laughing. I said, you mean till the next liberal shooter shows up and shoots up a newsroom and then you'll put him back on? Because that's the title of today's Rumblecast. That is what is going on here. Violent left, air Kimmel, or we'll kill you. And sure enough, what did the left just learn? This is incredible. All we got to do is show up with a gun in a post-constitutional, post-American blue territory. We'll be out of prison. You know, we'll be out of jail in 24 hours. And fire that gun into a newsroom. And we can get Kimmel back on the air. Uh-huh. That's all it takes. And we can keep Charlie Kirk off the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all it takes. We've never seen this before in America, but folks, they just rung the dinner bell. Just rung it. Left has learned all we have to do is show up with a gun and we can get whatever we like censored because that's what just happened. And you know who watched all of this go down and learn from it? A guy, Keith Olbermann, who lives in the post-American, post-constitutional territory of California. He lives there. He said, oh, okay, I'm not going to shoot up a newsroom yet, but I'm going to threaten the life of conservative CNN commentator Scott Jennings because he's just a little too good at his job. He shuts down entire panels of liberals by himself with no assist. So obviously he has to die. No, really. Here's Keith Olbermann, who tweets at Scott Jennings, your next mother blanker. Keep mugging to the camera. Look at the timing of it. Keith Olbermann knows two things. He lives in California. And look, if you shoot up a newsroom, you're out in 24 hours. He'd be out in 12 for this, for those threats. Judge will probably toss it. They're going to toss it for the shooter, too. They're going to lower the charges, misdemeanors, and before you know it, he'll get nothing. Because they love it. They love the fact that he not only shot up a newsroom, but he had a kill list in his car, including Bongino, Patel, and Donald Trump. And they wouldn't even hold him 24 hours. And if you don't think that was a message, that was a message. Directed right at us. Nah, we can't go on TV and cheer the murder of Charlie Kirk. But we can do everything in our power to telegraph we want more violence. Keith Olbermann saw that and went, wow, okay. Well, I'll just threaten to kill him online. I'll just threaten him. I won't actually shoot anything up. I live in California. I can do it. And he did. Well, set the internet on fire and Keith Olbermann deleted it, but somebody screenshotted it first. Scott Jennings retweeted it. CC FBI Director Kash Patel. So this is what Sinclair has done by caving to a radical left shooter. You only get more when you do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.